Well, it's a blessing to be here with you this morning. Pastor Chuck, thank you for that introduction. I'm a Satanist. I follow the Lord Satan. That's what a young university student yelled at a team of Gideons who were distributing testaments outside a university in Mexico City, Mexico. He had taken the testament, saw what it was, and became enraged. He continued to shout and taunt the men. Finally, he told them he would show them just what he thought of their book and proceeded to try setting it on fire with a cigarette lighter. Try as he might, the testament would not ignite. The student tried for several minutes, but it just would not burn. He quieted it down and became afraid. The student had never seen anything like this. He left quickly. About 15 minutes later, though, he returned and apologized to the Gideons. He realized this must be a supernatural book. The men began to witness and share the gospel with the student from the back of the testament. Before he left that morning, he had prayed to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. But the story doesn't end there. While all of this was going on, three other young men were watching. After the former Satanist left, they came up to the Gideons and asked, "What was going on? That fellow was a well-known Satanist, and it looked like he was praying." The Gideons explained what happened and shared the plan of salvation with those three young men, and they prayed and accepted Christ as well. Folks, the Gideons International received incredible testimonies like this one on a regular basis. That's why we serve, to see people turn to Christ. For many of you, when you hear the name Gideons, you probably think of the Bibles you see on a regular basis in the hotels. But the Gideons International is so much more. Since 1899, our object has been to win others to Christ by helping Christian business and professional men strengthen their testimony and increase their influence for Christ in their homes, workplaces, and churches. As a natural outgrowth of maturing in Christ and strengthening our testimonies, we and our wives place Bibles in designated traffic lanes of life. Places like hotels, hospitals, nursing homes. We also give testaments to students in schools and colleges, to prisoners and to police, fire and medical personnel, as well as to men and women in the armed forces. We encourage our men and their wives to share the gospel at least once a week using these small testaments that have helped for more than 34 of life's more pressing needs in the front, and the plan of salvation in the back. Today, we are organized in over 200 countries, territories, and possessions, and publish the scriptures in more than 100 languages. Last year, by the grace of God, we touched over 70 million people with a copy of God's word. We began placing Bibles in hotels in 1908. People sometimes ask me, does anyone other than Christians ever read those Bibles? Well, to answer this question, yes. So let me tell you about a remarkable event. Herbert Oberlech was the rabbi of all rabbis. With three earned PhDs, he was on the faculty of the Harvard Divinity School and the dean of the largest rabbinical school in Brooklyn, New York. And as a child, he had shown a talent for languages. And by the time he was 13, Herbert had memorized the entire Torah and the original Hebrew. In earning his degrees, he also became fluent in Latin, Greek, and Aramaic. He had studied the New Testament in the original languages, so in his words, he might know his enemy. Not exactly someone you would put on the top 10 list of people most likely to accept Christ as the Savior. But God had other plans for Rabbi Obelik. He was in Boston on a fundraising trip for the rabbinical school when Delta Airlines lost his luggage. Imagine that. An airline losing your luggage. He was sitting in his hotel room, bored and frustrated, when he began pulling open drawers for something to read. He found the Bible that had been placed by the Gideons. He saw and said, "I knew it would be there, but I thought, why not?" This time he started at the book of John. When he reached the third chapter, in which Jesus encountered Rabbi Nicodemus, he read the following words: "Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And unless a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Something remarkable began to happen. He said, "My eyes began to tear up, my body began to shake, my mind was racing frantically back and forth. I didn't know what was happening." Today, I believe that for the first time in my life, I encountered the Holy Spirit. I got down on my knees and I invited Jesus into my heart. I spent the rest of the night comparing the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah with a fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Rabbi Obelik became Reverend Herbert Obelik and ran a Christian rescue mission in Merced, California, until the Lord called him home just a few years ago. So yes, people other than Christians do read those Bibles. 80% of the scriptures we give to people are given to students from fifth grade through college. And Gideons around the world are going to places you might be surprised to learn about. So let me share with you an instance from Peru. Not Peru here in Indiana, but Peru the county. Guillermo Zapata received a testament from a Gideon at an engineering university in Peru. And after reading it, he accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior. Eventually, Gil got a job as a petroleum engineer in a small village in northern Peru, which was believed to be a stronghold of witches and warlocks. His pastor told Gil he would be the first missionary going out of his church, and he had prepared him to lead Bible studies. Once in his new job, Gil put out a sign saying, "Mining engineer gives free Bible lessons." No one attended his meetings. One day it began to rain very hard, and the water started flooding his little room. In desperation, he began bailing the water out with a bucket, throwing it through the open door into the street. Suddenly, a dirty, mangy dog darted into his room, grabbed his testament by its teeth, and ran back out the door. Gil chased the dog, trying to save his copy of his God's word. But before he could reach him, the dog ran into a shack of a well-known witch doctor. Gil decided to give it up rather than follow him in. About 2 weeks later, someone knocked on his door. You want to take a guess at who it was? It was the witch doctor. He asked Gil about the Bible lessons, wanting to learn about God's word. The witch doctor said that one rainy evening, a stray dog carrying a little book into his hut. He opened it and began to read about the sin of idolatry. And as he read, he began to sense something missing in his life and wanted to know what he needed. Gil shared about God's amazing love and forgiveness. And the warlock accepted Jesus Christ and went out to lead his whole family to the Lord. Amazing what God's word can do. Here in the United States, we are very active in sharing testaments with college students. many of whom will be future leaders. When Randy Jork, a young student at Brockport College in New York, was offered a testament from the Gideons, he answered, "Yeah, whatever." Randy had been raised in a Christian home, but had rebelled when he went to college and was heavily involved in drugs and alcohol. That morning, he was on his way to the pub in the student union to begin drinking when he met a Gideon. About 3 months later, when Randy reached rock bottom, he started reading that testament. It took him about a month, but he read it all the way through. When he got to the back and he read the plan of salvation, Randy got down on his knees and asked God to forgive him, and he pledged his life to Jesus. He went on to become an honor student and eventually an executive at the Eastman Kodak Company. He joined the Gideons right after graduating from college and went on to serve in Gideon leadership in four states as he moved with Kodak. He had a son who became a pastor. He has traveled around the world and trained Gideons and continues to have an impact for Jesus as a member of the Gideons. Randy not only became a business leader, he became an outstanding witness for the Lord. Now, you'll be interested in knowing that we also have a means to help reach younger students in America. This program, which is facilitated through church youth pastors, involves an in-school peer-to-peer distribution by Christian high school students to their classmates of an attractive booklet referred to as the Life Book. Since 2010, over 29 million copies of the Life Book, which comes in two versions, with either the Gospel of John or the Gospel of Mark, have been provided to the Christian youth for distribution to their peers. This avenue of distribution strengthens our long-standing program of placing the Word of God into the hands of young people. We are praising God for the open doors also across Asia too, where one out of every three people live. Despite increasing opposition from radical Hindus, the doors are still open in India. We have 900 Gideon camps with over 25,000 Indian Gideons and auxiliary members, touching over 1.5 people every month with a copy of God's Word, the most anywhere in the world today. Folks, hear what I say. Thousands of Gideons in India, in all our countries around the world, we have indigenous members, missionaries, who live in their native countries. Why is this important? Christians involved in missions are starting to be barred from entering the country. The doors in India are not guaranteed to stay open. The need is now in India, while the doors are still open. In southern India, heavy rains in October through December often lead to flooding. Karthika, a 12-year-old girl, lived in a remote village in the area. Her whole village was flooded, and their house was destroyed. One day, she was walking through the floodwaters and unknowingly touched a live electric wire. She was knocked unconscious, and everyone thought she was dead. Her family was desperate and could do nothing but weep. Her older sister, who was 14, had been given a testament a few days earlier by a Gideon at school. She had read in the book of Mark that Jesus had healed the paralyzed man who was lowered through the roof. She shared the story with her parents. They thought for a while and then decided to pray to Jesus that he would revive Karthika. Miraculously, she was revived back to full consciousness, and the whole family rejoiced. They came to realize that Jesus is the only God and decided to follow him. Today, the whole family is Christian. It is easy for us to attain Bibles that it's hard to understand just how precious a copy of God's Word is to so many around the world. A few years ago, a local camp of the Gideons traveled to the Philippines to help local Gideons give testaments to students in some of the poorest parts of their country. There were many times when the teacher said this would be the first book of any these children could call their own. Many others said that they would use them to teach the children to read. Although we touch almost 1 million students with a copy of God's Word, there were thousands of students we missed. So when will we go back? Where will we go next? Even though two people receive a scripture every second, the need is even greater. You may be wondering how you can help. As much as we need and appreciate your contributions, we also need your prayers even more. Pray for us today and keep us in your prayers. May I encourage you to keep a copy of your bulletin insert in your Bible to remind you to pray for us. Pray that God will provide open doors for us to reach more people and for more funds to purchase scriptures. Next, if God leads you to do so, please consider giving to the Gideons. For an investment of less than $1.20, you can provide for the purchase and placement of scriptures somewhere in the world. Your donation of about $120 can result in a box of 100 testaments reaching men, women, and children in a country where many people struggle to survive and they can't even afford a copy of God's Word. At the close of service today, you'll have that opportunity to provide for scriptures. For your convenience this morning, there is an envelope in your bulletin insert that you can put in the Gideon offering plate. I have a display table by the elevator. There will be a basket there that you can put your offering in, or you can send it to us later. You can also donate for scriptures anytime by sending Gideon cards. They are used in memory of a loved one or to let someone know you are praying for them. You can send a card to a family or a friend and send your donations to the Gideons. This is a unique and memorable way to touch thousands of lives with God's Word through a simple greeting card. You can look for your display in the lobby or on the website, the link for which can be found in your bulletin insert. And when you send a card to a family or friend with your donation to the Gideons, you provide scriptures that will be shared by Gideons to people who may not have a copy of God's Word. With every $5 donation, you help provide one full Bible or four testaments in some 200 countries, territories, and possessions. If you're interested in an ongoing partnership with the Gideons, consider joining the Friends of the Gideons. Friends have a heart for seeing people come to Christ and are committed to seeing the work of the Gideons International grow. Friends of Gideons pray for the needs of the ministry and financially support Gideons in fulfilling our mission. Additionally, friends are encouraged to share their faith with the pocket-sized scriptures available for purchase that include the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. Friends' testaments are featured in a list of verses related to helpful topics in the front and the plan of salvation in the back. And for more information on that, with becoming a Friends of the Gideon, see me after the service. Finally, if you are a business and a professional man who would like to be associated with other like-minded men to strengthen your witness to your employees, customers, family, and church members, you can see me and talk to me to get more information. We do not twist arms to get men and their wives to join us, but look for men and their wives who God is calling to this work.